Now, we welcome in what turned out to be a fan favorite for those that are fans of Breaking Bad, of which I am. We welcome into the room Raymond Cruz. Good morning, Raymond.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Before we get into the island stuff, I want to know, I don't know why it worked for me, but every time you were on, every time in Breaking Bad that we all had to go to that abandoned car lot and watch the deal go down, you scared the crap out of me. I was in frickin' fear of you, and I still am. What's up with you?
Isn't that fantastic that you could be in your living room removed by your television screen and you're still afraid?
There's two people I would cross the street if I saw them on the street. Well, not now, but Anthony Hopkins after Silence of the Lambs and Tuco Salamanca.
That's awesome.
Cross the street.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's great. And we've had that reaction from people across the board. And when I returned on Better Call Saul, people stood up and started screaming at their television.
Yep.
I've had so many people tell me that.
Yeah, but now, Gina, no, I'm going to pull back the curtain. Gina goes out to take a little selfie for social media with Raymond outside. She comes back and she looks at that picture. She said, "He's so scary."
And usually it's like, no, you are terrifying, and good job, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So now,
Gina's very attractive, by the way.
Gina.
I did put my hair down because Raymond was coming in.
Oh, this? Yeah. I only wear this when I don't care what people think.
Listen, Raymond, feel free to take a swing at her. We've all
had
her. She's very enjoyable.
Top notch.
Thank you.
So, Raymond, you know, I have to think that what a joy it was to do Breaking Bad and now Better Call Saul, because I got to say, I think that back in the future, when we're looking back at maybe the greatest television show of all time, right, you have to throw Breaking Bad into that because of the writing.
Oh, of course, the writing and the production values. When I was first approached to do it, I turned it down 3 times.
What?
Really?
Yeah, because we were shooting The Closer at the same time, so I didn't really see any way that I'd be able to do it. But Vince Gilligan and his team, I mean, God bless them, man. You know, he sent me the pilot episode, and it looked like a beautiful feature film.
You know what? For those of you that have not done Breaking Bad, I have a challenge for you. Yeah, I have a challenge for you. Simply watch the first episode. That's all you do. If that doesn't hook you, because they packed like 18 movies into that one episode.
True. So true.
So you watch that, and if you can stop, you're a bigger man than I am. Go ahead.
Yeah, so once Vince, I saw the pilot, I was hooked. Just like you were saying, you watched the first episode, and that's when I decided to do it. And Vince, he allowed me to shoot on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh,
so,
no.
Wow. Is that crazy?
Accommodate your schedule.
So
yeah,
I would shoot The Closer all week, Monday through Friday. Friday, fly to Albuquerque Friday
Jeez.
Night.
Oh,
and I would
my
shoot
gosh.
All my scenes all day Saturday and Sunday and fly back Sunday night on the last flight and shoot The Closer during the week.
Wow.
That's crazy. How long did that go on?
You know, that's why I only did 4 episodes. It was too difficult.
Only 4 episodes?
Yeah, on Breaking Bad.
I can't believe it.
But we had to do the same thing for Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still standing in that abandoned car lot, and you're staring at me with those veins on the side of your neck, just snorted that blue stuff, and I'm going to die, and you freak me out.
Yeah, are you a method actor, Raymond?
Jeez.
No. I'm not method at all. I mean, I just do my work, I do all my analysis, and then I show up, and you try to put it on film. But it is so difficult to do that. To do that part particularly, because it's such high energy. Like, I would never rehearse. I would just show up. I go, let's just shoot.
Did you find you had a headache after you did those scenes?
Yes.
I mean, because you're tense, right?
I got injured every time I did the part. I almost broke my nose. I pulled a muscle in my back, strained a tendon. I sprained my wrist. I mean, every time I did it, I got hurt.
I sprained my butt because every time you'd be on the screen, my butt would go, "Wah!"
That's a good reaction.
How would it go?
Can you imagine, Vince? When we were shooting in the junkyard, Vince walks up to Aaron Brian, and he says, "Wow, this is great. You guys look so scared." He goes, "Great acting." And he goes, "No, we're not acting."
It's your superpower, being terrifying.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah.
We need to take a break, and then we'll come back. If you just joined us, we're with Raymond Cruz. He played Tuco on Breaking Bad and now Better Call Saul. We'll break a little bit of time. If you've got a question for him, 888-696-1003. This is Mark in the Morning, back right after this on 100.3 Through the Sound. We're sitting here with Raymond Cruz. Much to talk about. Raymond played Tuco on Breaking Bad and now Better Call Saul. So I'm looking at his one sheet. And it says, training day.
Training day.
Yes.
Listen. All right, now listen. So here's the thing. If you've never seen Training Day, Denzel Washington is a cop. He's a bad cop. And his partner is a problem, so he needs to kill him. So what does he do? Takes him over to Raymond's house. And that
and
scene.
And leaves him there.
That's yep. right.
Yeah.
That scene. Listen, that scene where y'all are sitting around the table yes. playing cards.
Best scene in the movie.
Jesus
it really
Christ.
Is.
Jesus, you have got to stop this, Raymond. you freak me every time you work.
Mark, no, hold on. It gets much,
so much worse.
Much worse than this. Everyone knows, and I hate to take everybody here. Everyone knows the story of Ariel Castro, and that's why he was in Cleveland.
And if they don't, this was the man who kept those three girls in his basement for
years 11
and years.
Years.
Yeah. For 11 years. He plays him in the upcoming movie
the Cleveland
for
Abductions.
Lifetime.
Yes.
The Cleveland Abduction is what it's called. And look at the picture. If you can you find it online? The picture of Raymond next to Ariel Castro, it's icky.
Eerie.
And hair will stand up on the back of your
neck.
Yeah,
just Google Cleveland Abduction, and then there's a bunch of stories about it.
How much did you gain to play?
I gained 28 pounds in 2 weeks.
And that's 28 pounds of fat, right?
Yeah, and
in 2 weeks?
Yes.
Your cardiologist must have bought a new car.
No, it's so hard. I mean, I would nonstop eating junk food, anything, and not work out.
You know what
sounds
you're gonna,
like a dream.
You know what you're going to have to do to wipe away this reputation of all these bad guys? You're going to have to go on Sesame Street and talk to Elmo.
No, I play a really good guy on Major Crimes on TNT, the police procedural show. Mm-hmm. It's a great show. It's written by James Duff and Mike Burcham, and they have a whole crew of writers. And I love this show, but I play a really sensitive, great cop.
Okay.
Who gets a little overwhelmed, a little post-traumatic stress from having to deal with these bad guys all the time. But it's a great show.
I'm not buying it. You have freaked me out.
Well, you got to watch the show.
Now, those of you that have not seen Training Day, it is one of my top 20 favorite films of all time.
Denzel won an Oscar for it.
Hey, yes.
And the scene that I was in, the scene is 15 pages long.
Oh, is it really?
You got to understand, most scenes are 2-3 pages. This was 15 pages.
I can't. Here's the thing. That scene is burned into my retinas. I can see it clearly. I can see Ethan Hawke sitting at the table and you... And I even see in my mind him taking the bullet out of the chamber and it flying up in the air and him catching. I mean, all of that. I see it.
Again, when we shot it, they had no idea what I was going to do. Because we had to create the sense that he wasn't going to walk out of there.
Right.
So you did.
But it's not in the dialogue. You just, we're playing around and toying with him.
Right.
So
Jesus.
We had to do it.
Now I remember.
Viscerally.
It just came back.
Yes.
I just remembered it.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a crazy scene.
So before we get into what your real passion is, other than your work, we're going to do the island thing. So you're going to go live on an island for the rest of your life, and you can only take one candy bar. What would it be?
Oh, Snickers.
No, that was easy.
Dude.
That's how I ate a ton of Snickers when I was putting out weight.
I'm surprised you can still eat them after that.
Well, I love Snickers. I'm one of those guys that I'll eat the same thing all the time. I'll go to a restaurant, order the exact same thing.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
You're going to take one food that you can eat. What would it be?
Chili verde.
Oh.
That's what you order every time?
Yeah.
Yes.
They have great chili verde in New Mexico and Albuquerque. You go to these little mom and pop restaurants. Oh,
Where's the best chili verde in LA?
My mom's house.
Second that I can go.
We'll be over at noon.
God, I mostly eat home cooking in LA. Chili verde. Let me think about that one.
Can I tell you, I have a suggestion. Terry's over on
Terry's,
is one of my favorites.
Awesome chili verde. Hot, spicy, though.
Thank you.
Awesome chili
Where's
verde.
This?
Over
at
Melrose. Yeah.
It's okay. You know what? Near Vine.
Okay. T-E-R-E.
I'll bet you even freak out your own mother.
You know, my mom looks at me and she's like, how could you do that? Every part I play, she's like, how could you do that?
All right, so on the island, you get to take one album.
Oh, one album. You know, it would have to be a Beatles album with Yesterday in it because I just love that song.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
One movie.
One movie. To Kill a Mockingbird. Mm.
Huh. You are going to spend the rest of your life on this island with one person.
My wife, Simi Cruz.
No, you can't answer wife. Oh. And they can be dead or alive. One.
You mean just drag the corpse around?
One person.
Oh my God.
They would come back to life for you.
Oh my God.
One person that you would spend your life conversing with for conversation's sake.
It would have to be a woman. I love talking to women. Mm. You know what? I'll take Mother Teresa.
Okay.
Wow. And you guys can read To Kill a Mockingbird to each other and eat Snickers?
Yeah, she's just so fascinating.
Yeah.
This woman and would dedicate her life to these people.
Absolutely.
And again, you can't answer your wife. You can take one person for lovemaking on the island for the rest of your life. Who would it be other than your wife?
And Mother Teresa.
You know, there's that Indian goddess with the eight arms.
Oh, yeah. Is it Nefertiti?
No. She has eight. I'll take her.
I don't know.
Yeah, perfect.
Now,
could you imagine eight arms?
Were you and Mark separated at birth?
Maybe.
All right. Now, his two passions are, and I love this, Raymond loves to build cars, motorcycles, RVs, and homes. So you are very good with tools then.
Yes, I have a whole collection of tools. I love tools.
RVs?
Yes. I built a 76 GMC motorhome, but full custom on a workhorse bus chassis with a Duramax turbo diesel front wheel drive.
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, it does. It sounded very official.
I designed it. And you know, it's and I had a guy out in Florida, a GMC expert who fitted the body to the chassis. We came up with the idea. We figured out the measurements. And I have a friend named Ellen Pagano who did the interior. She does Johnny Depp's houses and Nicolas Cage. So we designed it like an opium den on the inside.
Nice.
Italian velvet, oxblood leather, hammered copper.
Complete with the decapitated heads to throw around. That's great. That's good.
So pound for pound, in your opinion, Raymond, what is the greatest car ever made?
Oh, man. Pound for pound, greatest car. You know, I'm a little skewed in that because I like hot rods. Mm. So I like taking, like I'm doing a 66 T-Bird and I love the car with a Jaguar V12.
Wow. Mm.
Jesus.
I'm doing a 67 Mercedes with an LS motor.
You're putting a V12 in that car?
In a 66 T-Bird convertible.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But I think Jaguar got it perfect with the suspension. As a driver, Jaguar makes the best driving cars. Wow. I have an 89 Jaguar aluminum body handmade with a V12 in it, and I love that car.
My gosh.
Raymond is also an avid golfer. What's your handicap?
You know, it depends on the injury. from 10 to 15, you know, because I get injured a lot because I do a lot of my own stunts. I've dislocated both arms. I've broken my hand. Stabbed myself. I stabbed myself on the closer.
I knew you were a method actor.
Yeah. No, you know, I'm not method. It's just, you know, ask any stunt guy, watch the way they walk. They walk crooked because they're so injured.
Wow.
They just don't complain about it.
His handicap is that he scares his caddy to death and they run away with his clubs.
Yeah. Well, I love golf, though.
Raymond, how often do you play?
At least once a week, we try to play. Yeah. When we're shooting during the week, we'll try to play on a Sunday. And we play out at Montebello Golf Course in the city of Montebello. Mm. We just love it there.
Are you born and raised here in L.A.?
Born and raised in East L.A., all around. Yeah, Southeast L.A., live near downtown, South Central.
Wow.
Well, listen, honestly, you do need to stop working because I can't go through it again with you. Every time you're on the freaking screen, it's unfair, and I don't appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Wait till you see what's coming up when you watch the Cleveland abduction, the movie. The movie is so – it's not – when you find out the details of what happened, you'll be so surprised and you'll be disgusted by it.
Was there any hesitation on your part not to take that role?
No, my wife. My wife, when she first heard about it, she said, don't do it. I know the story. The guy's disgusting. I said, read the script. My wife read the script. She said, you have to do the part.
Wow.
I can't wait. You know what? When is that going to air?
That will air April 25th on Lifetime. It's a Sony Lifetime production.
Okay, listen. Danny, make a note. If we can't get you in, we'll get you on the phone to talk about the movie just as it's going
to
air.
Oh, I can't wait for you to see this. I will come in and talk to you about it.
No, you won't. No, you won't. You're not coming back here again.
We'll break down into discussion groups afterwards. Have some coffee.
The movie will disturb you.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Man is Raymond Cruz. This guy is a blue-collar working actor.
Real actor.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. This guy, you know, he's not living the life of Tom Cruise and George. You know, this guy is working every day. He is the salt of the earth, and he's a freak.
You sound like my wife.
Wait, hold on, before we came back on the air, you said your wife tells you something every time before you leave the house.
Be nice.
So if you want to see his work, look at Breaking Bad, look at Better Call Saul, and then of course this upcoming film, which we will have you back in for. Raymond, great meeting you, and the very best to you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Nice meeting you.